views of the inner Klostertal. Here and there in the area of the Crisberg Sattel, the hiker has impressive views of the inner Klostertal, or Cloister Valley, and the road leading to the Arlberg. The attentive viewer can recognize the row of villages, Dallas, Wald am Arlberg, and the community of Klosterli, right into Steuben am Arlberg, which used to be the last station before going over the state border into the Tyrol. The region of the inner Klostertal is mentioned in a deed of donation dated 1218, where Count Hugo of Montfort turned over the forest which grows towards the Arl to the order of the Knights of St. John of Jerusalem, under the condition that a hospice was built for travelers. This Klosterli, or small cloister, later became the name for the village, and later still, the whole valley was renamed Klostertal, or Cloister Valley. Even today, when looking towards the east, the importance of traffic for the settlement of the Klostertal is quite evident. Even though the pass over the Arlberg was very difficult, this east-west connection has been important for hundreds of years. During the Middle Ages, villages sprang up along the street that have not lost the character traits of a roadside village even today. The traffic along the Arlberg brought extra income to the local citizens, especially from toll charges and hauling services. Last but not least, guest houses started to spring up along the road, which offered the travelers a place to stay. When looked at carefully, various stages of development of road traffic can be made out. This is especially visible in the area of the village of Auserwald, in the area of St. Anna's Parish Church. A graphic example is the street running north and south, built during the last century. This street runs directly past the church and is called the Obere Gasse, or High Street, which runs along the same path that, in the Middle Ages, was the Arlbergweg, or Arlberg Path. A path that had many rises and inclines, and which was often in a state of disrepair and close to being closed. At the end of the 18th century, a new street was built, which was then expanded into a so-called artistic street, the modern-day interstate road, which led to an increase of settlers in the 19th century. The increasing traffic and the securing of a safe link during the winter months made the construction of the Arlbergstrasse necessary in the 1970s. The Arlbergstrasse led to a lessening of traffic through the villages. Between 1880 and 1884, on the north side of the Klostertal, the striking and distinct Arlberg Railway was built. It blends in well with the natural scenery and is a masterpiece of historical architecture. Still, the various natural dangers were underestimated during construction, which is why the wildwater and avalanche protection constructions have a 120-year history in the Klostertal.